And then also, too, that even if one does not hear, say in the time of Benazal's life, we, of course, today would envy those Talmidim who were zecher to come to Benazal's shir. You picture those days, not too long ago, less than 200 years ago, this took place. Benazal spoke, gave a shir, live. Talmidim sat around, listened to Benazal's words. Going back, you could picture this. Let's say we go back. There are some today, many here. For example, was zecher to be in Eretz Yisrael and sit at the Be'er Chaim's shir, shlita. Be'er Chaim, who's the greatest tzaddik today, who gives a shir in Abinazel's teachings. How fortunate those people are! They can sit at the shir of such a great tzaddik. Or those who were zecher in the past generation to sit at Rabbi Kocha Weizel's shir, the depth of his shir, also in Abinazel's teachings. What a privilege that was. What a zechiah, a zechus to hear, to see, and to hear Rabbi Kocha Weizel give a shir. Picture then going still further back to one hearing a shir a generation back from Nosazel. Nosazel giving a shir in the Kutei Halachos live. And then going back to picturing how fortunate those Talmidim were who sat at the Abinazal's table while he gave a shir, a live shir, original shir, Likutei Maran, or Sichos. You picture that, what a wonderful feeling that was then, what it must have been like. We can only have that again after Mashiach comes, Tchias HaMeisim, or in Gan Eden. We hope, of course, that Tchias HaMeisim, Mashiach, will come first, because we expect momentarily, definitely, Mashiach will come now. So that's the very next step of the coming of Mashiach, and then we will have a live Shia, Nevinazal, Be'ez HaShem. But again, picture the zechus, the thrill of a person sitting at the Nevinazal Shia. Now, there were times, though, the Shia was so packed that possibly Abinazal's voice could not project that far back to those sitting in the rear. As much as they wanted to, as much as they had a desire to learn, to hear, they could not catch the words. They felt badly about it. The question was, what did they accomplish by sitting there without catching the words? Abinazal spoke about this, and he said that even if a person attends a shir, he does not hear the words of Torah spoken. He cannot catch those words, either because he cannot catch them or because even if he hears them, he doesn't understand them, but he does not hear or understand the words that are being spoken. Words of the Tzaddik Emes are not clear to him, either audibly or mentally, he cannot grasp them. But the fact is that at least he hears the voice of the Tzaddik Emes without being able to make out the words that are spoken. Just hearing that voice alone is sufficient. That he has already accomplished immeasurably. The pasuk says, "Lishmoya bekol devarai," to hear the voice of Hashem, the voice of the words, not to hear the words, just the voice alone. One who is present in a house, when Abinazal spoke later, is immeasurable. B'li shir, Abinazal says, there's no way to appraise the value. Just to be present at that time, even if he could not make out the words, he failed to grasp the shir, just hearing it alone, that alone is priceless. And of course, everything Abinazal said was intended as a lesson for us, not just for then, as we'll find later on. Abinazal said, my words are not for you alone, the Talmidim who are alive then, but for Talmidim of later generations too, for all generations in the future. This lesson too refers to the future. This is something we've stressed many times. For example, I've seen the case of the Shia given by Rabbi Kochav Leizel. I mentioned a number of times that the last Shia I attended, it's impossible to describe the feeling, the thrill of sitting at the Shia, Rabbi Kochav Leizel's depth of the speaking, the Dveikus, where he spoke with such a slavus. It was a burning fire in his eyes. You can see that he spoke with his soul, nafshiyotze medabre. It was the neshama that was speaking. And when he went into depth, it was very difficult to follow. So generally, people would hear words, couldn't make out what the words were. That is, you couldn't make out the association. It became too deep to grasp. Yet, of course, there was a desire to listen, just to watch, to listen, to hear the voice, the sound. And the question was, of course, it was heartbreaking. You tried so hard to listen to the shir, to gain the shir, the knowledge of the shir. You walked away without gaining much in value. Here, the Abinadol says, don't worry about that. Because even if you did not understand, if you did not hear the words, you're too far away to hear it, it is still tev mi. Now, there's a word, tev, that's good. Tev ma'id is very good. The Abinadol uses the words, tev ma'id ma'id, very, very good, and then adds b'li shir, immeasurably, infinitely. This is an important consolation. Because let us say today, you've had cases of those who were a little in doubt. They felt badly. Today, you want to go to the shir of so great a tzaddik, Rabbi Yochanan will give the shir. And let us say that you cannot grasp the word because you don't understand the language. He speaks in Yiddish. You sit there, the shir takes an hour. And it's frustrating, feel badly, others understand it. You spend a full hour with the full, firm desire of learning the words of the tzaddikim, learning the words that Ben Adol spoke as related by the present day tzaddik. And yet, there's no way because you don't understand Yiddish. You don't understand the language that's being spoken. Here again, the Ben Adol's words apply. If you're present at that shir, as far as you're concerned, all you hear is a voice. You can't make out the words because you don't understand the language. You've got the voice, l'shmaya b'kol divorei. If you hear that voice, it is not just good. It is not just very good. It's tev mi'oid mi'oid b'li shir. This applies throughout, because what you are hearing is the words that the Ben Adol spoke, given to us by Ben Adol's Talmidim, Talmidei Talmidim. So if ever we hear a shir that is not too comprehensible, you feel perhaps that we're not fit to hear that shir, for we're behind in understanding, never feel depressed about this. The contrary, feel very happy that about you, about us, we have a special paragraph saying by Ben Adol. Do not fret over it. I do not feel badly, because it is tev mi'oid mi'oid b'li shir. This is the lesson that Ben Adol taught then. And of course, too, Ben Adol referred to the fact of that the origin of this statement is found at the very beginning, when the Jews were zecher to hear the voice of Hashem at Har Sinai. So again, there we find the Torah says that Zulosi Koil, the Jews heard. What did they hear? A voice. They could not make out the words. They were not fit. They were not on that level. Meshi Rabbeinu could receive the words of Hashem. Many different interpretations for it. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that what was given were the Chof Beis Asur Deraisa, the 22 letters of the Torah, in a complex, jumbled form, just letters upon letters. To resolve that puzzle, to take those letters and shape them into the actual words, that was an impossibility for the normal person. Moshe Rabbeinu had that power of being able to alter these letters, to reshape them into the actual words that Hashem spoke. So the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jews, that you were there at Har Sinai, you heard a koil, heard a sound, you heard a voice, not words, but a voice. And how fortunate you were able to hear the voice of Hashem. That's enough. A schus like that, that's immeasurable. This is the origin. This stems the lesson that in all future generations, it is still the words of Hashem. Tzadik Emes's Torah speaks the words of Hashem, elaborates on it, And this voice that a person hears, is if he is zechah to be present, he is zechah to be able to receive this voice, ultimately, it's elsewhere, ultimately, even the words become clear. As long as you hear the voice, not understand the words, be assured that your neshama does absorb these words. Eventually, in Gan Eden, for example, you'll have all this clearly explained, clearly understood by the neshama. Eventually, too, a person who strives hard enough in life will advance to a point where they'll understand much deeper that which was difficult to understand previously, that which he had to rely purely on emunah alone. He hears a voice, doesn't understand the word, but he has faith that this is the voice of a tzaddik. It's only emunah. Emunah is the lowest level of the sfiras, the malchus. First, who has that emunah b'shleimus, eventually is zecha to go from that emunah up to the highest rung, a chachma, where he has complete wisdom and understanding of these words. You should be zecha to receive, to accept the emunah shleimu, the words of the tzaddik emes, to be truly mekusher, attached to Rabbeinu Zal's words, to learn his Torah, and to merit being attached to Rabbeinu Zal, l'netzach netzachin. That's because we should see the B.S. Moshiach Tikeinu, and Binyan Beis Hamikdash Shem Heda, the Apollo of all Yisrael Yisrael throughout the world, throughout the days, Yeshua Kol Yisrael Shem Heda, Amen, Yomei.